From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In California, authorities are already looking into what went wrong when two light rail trains collided in San Francisco.
They're looking at mechanical issues as well as taking witness statements, and we'll be doing everything we can to do an expeditious investigation and find out what happened so that we can try to keep it from happening again.
Authorities say 47 people were taken to hospitals, four with what appear to be severe injuries after one of the trains rear-ended another at a boarding platform. Fire officials are calling the collision probably one of the largest multiple casualty incidents in San Francisco in recent years. In Canada, a raging wildfire in the suburbs of Kelowna, British Columbia, is causing the evacuation of more than 4,000 homes. At least three houses have been destroyed, and at least a dozen more have been damaged. Craig McCulloch reports.
The wildfire started at about 3 p.m. local time Saturday. It spread rapidly and by early evening reached over 170 acres in size. The major highway south of Kelowna, linking it to Vancouver, 4 hours to the southwest, is closed. Reports from the area indicate the fire jumped the highway. The area, known formerly as West Kelowna, is densely populated and tinder dry, with below-average rainfall for the past several weeks. Worsening the situation is the weather forecast, which is predicting wind gusts upwards of 37 miles per hour, which will further expand the fire. A wildfire in 2003 in another part of Kelowna destroyed over 200 homes. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is due in the Indian capital of New Delhi in a couple of hours. She arrived in Mumbai Saturday, urging India not to make the same mistakes as the U.S. on climate change. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Clinton met with business leaders in Mumbai and brought along her climate change envoy, Todd Stern, to underscore the U.S. hope that developing countries like India will learn from the mistakes of the U.S. and other wealthy nations.
There is no inherent contradiction between poverty eradication and moving toward a low-carbon economy.
She also used her visit in Mumbai to remember the victims of last November's terrorist rampage. She's staying at the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, one of the places that was attacked, and she met with survivors. Clinton said this week's attacks in Jakarta, Indonesia, provide a painful reminder that the threat of violent extremism is still very real. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Mumbai.
Talks aimed at resolving Honduras's political crisis are deadlocked. The negotiations in Costa Rica broke off Saturday, with the country's interim government apparently balking at a proposal to reinstate ousted President Manuel Zelaya and forming a national unity government. Zelaya had threatened to declare negotiations a failure if no deal was reached by a midnight deadline and return to Honduras on his own. But Costa Rica's president says both sides have agreed to resume talks on Sunday. You're listening to NPR News. An old pro could make history at the British Open. Larry Miller reports from London.
It looked as if the Tom Watson fairy tale might be coming to an end. After the first two rounds of the British Open at Turnberry, Scotland, the 59-year-old American was in the lead and on track to become the oldest golfer to win a major. But then Watson suffered three bogeys in the blustery third round, knocking him down the leaderboard. But then, with two birdies in the last three holes, he ended the day four under and back at the top by a slim single stroke. There were tears in Watson's eyes as he was cheered by the highly partisan crowd. Afterwards, Watson said there are some magical things going on. Just five players had an under par round, and with the wind set to increase, the final day of play is predicted to be unpredictable. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
NASA has given Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts some good news. Mission Management Team Chairman Mike Moses says inspectors have determined that the damage from the surprisingly large amount of foam insulation that came off Endeavour's fuel tank during liftoff does not appear to be severe enough to require a more detailed inspection.
We have not yet officially cleared the vehicle for entry. But having no focus inspection is a step down the path of saying that we are going to be in really good shape.
Endeavour is due back on Earth at the end of the month. During Saturday's spacewalk, astronauts secured a front porch to the International Space Station to expose scientific experiments to the vacuum of space. The walk was a 200 first since man first stepped on the moon 40 years ago this Monday. Four more spacewalks are planned. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.